It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The cost of providing care for an influx of people seeking asylum is growing for the city of Las Cruces. Fred Martino reports.
In a special meeting Thursday, the Las Cruces City Council unanimously voted to spend up to $500,000 for expenses related to the care of those seeking asylum. The council had previously approved an additional $75,000. City Councilor Gabe Vasquez says the federal government is failing in its responsibility to care for those seeking asylum, and the city should keep close track of expenses should reimbursement eventually be possible.
The federal government has failed to respond in a humane way to this crisis that really is within the jurisdiction of the federal government. And so because of that, we want to, benefits us to make sure that we account for these dollars in the event that we can recover these costs. Because if the Department of Homeland Security can't do their job and respond to this crisis effectively, which has now been going on for years, then we are stepping up.
Assistant City Manager David Dallahan told the council the city has already agreed to a 60-day lease of a former armory building on Brown Road at a cost of about $12,000 a month, not including costs to update and maintain the facility. Dallahan also told the council the federal government has not provided any promises about the number of asylum seekers that will continue to be dropped off in the city. However, he said he expects at least 100 people could be dropped off every day for the next 2 to 3 months. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Moving on to some election news, the Republican Party of New Mexico on Thursday urged the state's top election regulator to resign as Secretary of State because she is running for the U.S. Senate. The New Mexico GOP says that Democrat Maggie Toulouse-Oliver should resign to ensure the integrity of the 2020 election. A campaign manager for Toulouse-Oliver said the Secretary of State will not be stepping down and takes her current job very seriously. Toulouse-Oliver is seeking the Democratic nomination against Congressman Ben Ray Lujan. Former NMSU professor Gavin Clarkson is seeking the Republican nomination. Clarkson lost the race for Secretary of State last year to Toulouse-Oliver by 20 percentage points. For some, Star Wars is a series that connects the generations, including commentator Algernon DeMassa.
My sons can tell you the tale of Jason pursuing the Golden Fleece, how Hercules died, and how Odin lost his eye. They also know the tale of Luke Skywalker and how he left a farming community for other worlds in pursuit of a mysterious destiny and learned how to use a really cool sword. Is one world of mythology any more legitimate or elevated than the other? If a statue of a Hopi figure is acceptable as folk art, would a statue of Yoda be less so because it's associated with commercial entertainment? My kids could not care less. They merge ancient mythology with stories from commercial media effortlessly, mingling different worlds is no problem for them. How might Bilbo Baggins have navigated the labyrinth of Knossos and evaded the Minotaur? Give an imaginative child a few minutes in the backyard and they will return with a story. Star Wars has always been a commercial enterprise, and yet in the 1970s it ingeniously wormed its way into the part of us that loves mythologies and story worlds with sagas and multitudes of characters. As children, if we were unsatisfied about something in the movie, we'd go in the backyard and make up our own stories. But somewhere, fans began to take it very seriously. Movie tickets got expensive, and it was our own money now. With so many stories told in books, video games, and an animated series in addition to the movies, the concept of a Star Wars canon was even introduced. Will we find Apocrypha in earthen jars somewhere someday? We were less forgiving of bad dialogue and bland sentiment. The Mighty Oz fell, and George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, sold the franchise to Disney. New storytellers took over and began churning out more movies. The final installment of the latest trilogy comes in December, and we're already seeing trailers and teasers. Now we're middle-aged, the original fans are. The characters we met as children have aged too, and they're being killed off. Younger characters have been introduced. Instead of playing in the backyard, we argue about the movies on the internet. I enjoyed the recent controversial movie, along with the outsized reactions of serious Star Wars fandom. Nearing 50, I identify with Yoda laughing as the Jedi Temple burns. Mythology is the common property of those who dream and play. Thankfully, my children are young enough to remind me. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.